This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. This is the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. And of course, businesses, they are the lifeblood in everything that we do. And of course, they shape how we work and mold how we interact and create opportunities for people in our community. And of course, today I am pleased to have Billy Atkinson Jr. and Heidi Yarnell from Atkinson Homes. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How's everything up at the Atkinson Homes lot?
It's very hot right now.
Yes, it is.
In more ways than one.
Well, first of all, before we talk about Atkinson Homes, and that's why we're here, I want to talk a little bit about you guys. First of all, Billy, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've lived here all your life, and of course, a lot of people know you, but tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this.
Well, Dave, thank you. Reason we're in the mobile home business is because my wife, Jan. We've been married 29 years. I met Jan back in 1993, been 30 years now.
And yep.
We've got a great marriage, and Jan's been a very, very important part of this business. If it wasn't for her, you know, we may have packed up the bags years ago, but she has a lot of perseverance, and she's had some health issues, so she's not working quite as much as she used to at our business. But, yeah, I am local, and I've been in Childersburg my whole life. I love Childersburg. I think it's a town that's got some really great opportunities for growth. There's a lot of potential in Childersburg, so... we've been in business there since 1997 in mobile home business.
And I know that Jan, like you said, has been a big part of that. And I know that she is, like you said, not there all the time, but I always remember her smiling face being there and enjoy when I get to see her. And now you have Heidi Yarnell, who is, I guess, your business manager, office manager. She keeps things in line there, and she does a great job.
Heidi runs the show, basically. She's she's involved with every aspect of the business. She says she doesn't sell, but she really does. She's involved with that. But we have a great staff there. But without Heidi's leadership and the things that she brings to the table, when Jan had her health scare 3 years ago, I would have been on world hurt. But
yep.
Heidi's dear friend, but excellent, excellent employee.
Well, I got to say, it's buying a home is nothing like buying a car. But when you do go on a car lot, that first person you see is one of the major ways you go into purchasing a car. If you like them, you know, easy to talk to. And I know coming in Atkinson Homes that Heidi is that way. Heidi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, good morning. So I'm married to Steve Yarnell. We have four children between us, all grown. And I've lived in the Sylacauga, Childersburg area my entire life. Graduated from Childersburg High School.
And of course, been knowing Steve and all, but Childersburg, as Billy said, is a place that I believe is growing. I believe the leadership there is making differences and being right there on the Coosa River, but people are in need of homes there.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what Atkinson Homes has to offer. We offer affordable housing, and there's an extreme need for that. And we offer a ton of variety in that aspect, anywhere from a two-bedroom, two-bath home to a five-bedroom, three-bath home.
Wow.
So we, you know, we encourage you to come see us. That's the best way for us to be able to show you what we can offer.
And, of course, I will ask either one of you this question. When someone is in need of a home, and let's say they come to the lot, what is the first thing that they need to either prepare themselves for, look and see? I don't know, you know, maybe prices, but what do they need to know before they come onto the lot? Billy?
One thing is where we're going to put the home.
Right.
That's probably the key thing. You've got to have a location for the home to go to. And then, you know, credit. Financing, those are issues that play into it. We have a lot of cash buyers now too, so sometimes, you know, that's great. It's less complicated when we have a cash buyer. And unbelievably, since the pandemic, I mean, we've had more cash buyers than we've had probably historically in our business of 27 years.
Wow, I figured it'd be the other way around, but
it's just the opposite.
Wow,
it's surprising, right?
Well, and of course, Billy talked about having land and finance. And Heidi, I know you work with a lot of different people. Finances is something that your company can help with, correct?
Exactly. We work currently. We work with 6 different lenders frequently that are well versed in the manufactured home financing industry. But we will also work with the customer's lender if they have a relationship with a credit union. That knows their credit history, sometimes it's easier for them to finance that way. But we have a lot of options for a variety of credit scores and budget.
That's great. And giving someone a place to live, I was going to ask you, Billy, what is the most gratifying thing about your job, or what do you like about your job? I'm sure that when you finally give those keys to a person for a new home, you see the relief, you see, well, it's done. Speak about that a little bit.
Well, I've been in the rental business, renting homes for over 25 years. And one of the things that I did early on with that was I wanted to try to convert people from renters to ownership.
Right.
Where I would do some purchases and finance some homes for folks. And it's a lot of gratification by seeing someone who has rented their whole life. You know, sometimes it's 14, 15 years. In one case, I can vaguely remember. This lady, and she became a homeowner, and she would have never owned a house if it wasn't for the opportunity that was presented to her. Sometimes people are very, very, have a lot of anxiety when they have to start dealing with a bank, I guess is maybe the best way of putting it. But seeing that process happen and making them allowing them to be homeowners is just a lot of gratification in seeing that come to fruition.
No doubt about it. And of course, we're going to step aside and take a little time out on Businesses in Our Backyard. And we're going to have more with Billy Atkinson and Heidi Yarnell from Atkinson Homes. When we come back, stay tuned with Businesses in Our Backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, with Billy Atkinson Jr. and Heidi Yarnell of Atkinson Homes. I'm going to ask Heidi something because Billy was talking about how gratifying it is to see a homeowner for the first time. There are a lot of variables that go into that, though. Not just having land, but picking out the right home off the lot for your needs. Maybe you've got 2 or 3 kids that are about to leave the house, and you may not need such a large, you know, you have the tiny homes. Talk a little bit about how you help people find exactly what they want in the process that you go through.
Right. You know, I would start by saying a conversation that we have in the office a lot is who is our customer? And it's hard to answer that question because at the higher level, our customer is a home buyer. And that can come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. We may have an older couple who's wanting to downsize, and the park home or tiny home is something they're looking for. And then we have a budding family that is in need of the 5-bedroom, 3-bath. Mm-hmm. We have an excellent sales staff, so they are well-versed in walking each customer through what their needs are versus what their budget may be.
And Billy, I'll turn to you because she talked about a sales staff. You have a staff there, not just Heidi, but talk about your staff and how you've grown over the years and how your staff is so accommodating to people who come on the lot.
Yeah, well, we have excellent staff. I mentioned Heidi earlier and the things that she does, but John Jeter is our general manager, and he heads up all of our sales meetings and things of that nature. Don Dunn is our oldest salesman, and I won't give his age, but Don loves to come to work, and he's basically part-time, but, man, he loves being active. He's good with people. He's a veteran. And then Lavoy Butts has been with us now almost 3 years, I believe, since Lavoy's come on our team, but Lavoy's got 30 years of experience in the mobile home industry. That's our staff for sales go, but probably the important hire that we made in the last year was a full-time service person by the name of David Cornelius, and he has just brought a level of comfort to Heidi's job. I think that we were really struggling. You know, the pandemic created a lot of issues, mm-hmm. David, But one thing it created was it's very, very difficult to find quality people to do work that are presentable to your customers and will show up on time and do the things that, that's required to get the job done. And David came on with us in October. And I'm extremely, extremely proud to have him on board.
And that may lead me into my next question, asking what is something that you have or you provide, I'll ask both of you, that the average person wanting to buy a home may not know. Maybe it's the fact that you have somebody that will service their home even throughout the years or however long you need it to be. Talk a little bit about something that you might know that the average public may not know about Atkinson Homes. Heidi, you can answer first.
I'll take that. So again, to elaborate more on the service side, I would say that we take the home buyer through the very beginning process when they walk on the lot with that home selection, through helping them prepare their property, to place the home, utilities, everything that goes into that purchase. But I think one of the key factors is that we do focus on servicing the customer. We help them, assist them with any needs that they may have after the home has been delivered and set up. And David is key in that aspect. I think if you look at our Google reviews, it's a testimony to the outstanding service that we do provide.
Yes.
And it's key and critical to the process to have them happy, not only in the beginning when they're getting the keys, but in the end, you know, we still have customers that call the lot that purchased from Atkinson Homes 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, to me, referrals, word of mouth in that kind of business is a great thing. And that was something else I was going to ask you, Heidi, in general. When someone comes on the lot and they pick out the home, there's so many things that you have to go through in order for them to purchase a home. But once you give them the keys, like Billy said, it's really not an ending thing like it is with a car.
It is not. They are lifelong customers of ours. We treat them that way. We hope they think of us that way. But we're always there for them. We're just a phone call away.
And I will ask you, before I ask Billy something else, how about telling us, I know exactly where Atkinson Homes is on Highway 280, but tell everybody and your website, your phone number, that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Again, we're in Childersburg, right off of Highway 280, across from Cadence Bank. We can be reached by phone, 256-378-1201. We also can be reached through our social media platforms. We have a Facebook page. We are also on Instagram, and also our website. We have an outstanding website.
Yes.
That shows pictures of our inventory, video walkthroughs that you can do there. But we do encourage you to come to the lot, and the website is atkinsonhomes.com.
And, of course, Billy, I'll ask you, you've been in business a long time and been very successful, but also very accommodating to not only the Childersburg folks, but folks in around Talladega County. And I know at one time you've mentioned to me how you've moved homes really across state lines before, long ways. But where would you like to see Atkinson Homes maybe 10, 20 years down the road?
That's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question.
Well, the business has evolved quite a bit since 1997 when we got into this industry. The thing glamour bath really wasn't a term that you heard back then. But now the industry, I can't imagine where it's going to be in 15 to 20 years. I mean, we're one of our brands that we purchased from Clayton has about to do some things, you know, that's, I think, going to revolutionize, you know, with energy efficiency.
Some wow.
Things that they're beginning to offer. So the manufacturers of the homes are really, they're really changing. And if you're not changing, you're going backwards, you know.
So, absolutely.
And they're always progressing and moving forward. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But I'm excited about the future. And I know Heidi is as well. But a lot of challenges that we got to get through in these next 2 to 3 years, I believe, from a growth standpoint of our business. We've had some exceptional growth. One thing that I'm really proud of, we renovated our office this year, and it looks so much better. And I give Jan the credit for that.
Absolutely.
She stayed on me about that for a long time. And I said, man, it's not that important, but it really was.
Well, and of course, I mentioned you sell homes to really anybody around the area, but you've talked to me before. It's the folks that live out in the country, so to speak, or have land. Maybe they want to move their progressing parents or in-laws that are aging, and you can move those, you know, maybe next to your home. There's a lot of things that people can do other than just buying that first home.
That's correct. Especially if you're in a rural area, you know, sometimes you get zoning issues if you're within city limits. So things that we have to be concerned about, and a lot of questions have to be asked and approval. But if you're out in a rural area, someone wants to move a home in, it's much more accommodating. Matter of fact, today Heidi has a closing on one of our tiny homes. Where's it going to be delivered, Heidi?
Actually, in Bessemer, Alabama.
In Bessemer, wow. Alabama. But speaking of going across state lines, I mean, we took one to Missouri a few years back.
Wow.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Anywhere in the Southeast, yeah. We can deliver a park home.
Yeah, we deliver park homes or tiny homes, as a lot of people refer to them, all over the Southeast. But we do a lot of had quite a few sales in Georgia in the last few years. People from Georgia think that our prices in Alabama are much cheaper.
Well, I'm sure they are.
And they are. So we get a lot of business right across the Georgia line.
Well, I certainly appreciate both of you coming in today on Business in Our Backyard. Listen, these folks are not only in the mobile home business or you know, whatever you want to call it. They're friends of mine. I know how they operate. I know the things you have to go through in order to purchase a home. I just appreciate y'all coming in here and making this evident to our listeners.
Well, David, thank you. I want to say this before Heidi has her final close. I'm going to let her make the last comments because she's going to clean up my mess like she always does. But, David, you've always supported our community in a way that's always been on a professional level. I know you've done – how long you've been doing ball games covering
sports about this? I think this will start my 36th year.
36 years. Yeah. I knew it was a long time.
Long time.
And you do it with a professional way.
I appreciate that.
Listening to the basketball games. You know, usually – some nights you get home late and you can't make a road game that's on a Tuesday night, but I always enjoy listening to the games. And what you do for the community is very, very important in what this station does, and we appreciate the opportunity to let us talk about that. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention
great job you did. Well, I certainly appreciate that. In the same way that you've rented to people before, and now you make it a substantiary home for them, a permanent home. Billy's been in and around our area for a long time, as have you, Heidi, and both of you are so professional, but you're so easy to talk to. Just good friends to begin with.
Absolutely. We appreciate you having us here. And I mean, in closing for me, I would just say I appreciate Billy and Jan for the opportunity that they've given me. And they're outstanding stewards of the community, always giving back in some respect, not only from the sales of homes, but to the community, recreation centers, that type thing. They're always stewards of that. And it's just outstanding. And Jan, I would be remiss if I didn't mention her. To say what a wonderful mentor she's been and continues to be for me.
That is wonderful. And I know she is a wonderful lady, and she's the reason that all this got started. I appreciate Billy Jr. and Heidi for coming in today on Businesses in Our Backyard. Go by and see them at Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg. And I want to thank them, but also I want to thank you for joining us each week on Businesses in Our Backyard. And of course, you can watch this, listen, give us a 5-star rating, and share it with your friends. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.